I told him that if he would not return to his proper work, he would have to be shot. But there was a queer light in his eyes that day, and really I think he hardly heard me. He would only say, "I have done it, have done it." "Done what?" I asked him. The stranger continued, "The most wonderful invention," he said, "the most wonderful invention ever achieved by man."
"You will be shot," I repeated, "if you don't get on with your work."
"This is more wonderful," he said.
"Well, show it to me,"
I demanded. He took me out to his lawn, and there he pointed. I saw only a square yard of grass, marked off with a strip of white tape.
"What is it?" I asked.
He took up his tape and marked off a smaller area, one of only a few inches. "Do you see anything wonderful there?" he asked. "Look close."
And I looked close and said, "No."
"That is what is wonderful," he said. "You see no blade different from the rest."
"No," I said again.
"Then you have seen the most wonderful invention of all that man has made," he replied with a wild look in his eyes, "for one of those blades of grass I made myself."